The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Eva Lee, the parenting expert, is with me with advice for kids, or for parents of kids, who are transitioning from primary to secondary. I mean, this transition is probably happening next week, is it?
Yeah, a week after. My middle girl is heading back on the 21st of August.
That is like, criminal.
Well, I mean, I remember that going to school and
these teachers should be locked up. That is criminal.
Do you know what? I would imagine the parents and adults will disagree and they're like ready to send them all off.
Yeah, there's only so many summer camps you can do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then when they're outgrown the summer camps, they're well ready. I think they're well ready to go back. I know our gang are, but...
The advice here might be different depending on your kid's situation, because some will be in a community where everybody goes from the same national school to the same secondary school predominantly.
Yeah.
And now it's not to say that there's not advice, because it's a change, absolutely. But then you'll have different parts of the country as well where the primary school gets split up in 10 different directions.
Yeah, and it depends if you've, you know, you've come from Gaelscoil or all English speaking, and whether kids want to continue on in Irish or... So a lot of kids can spread out. And if you go from maybe a mixed primary to same-sex secondary, like, that's a big change as well. Again, depending on the child. So there can be real mixed emotions and apprehension, particularly when you know maybe you're one of maybe a couple, or you might be the only one going to that particular school. So it's important we kind of keep an eye out on that.
What are the things then that the kids maybe struggle to deal with most? What are the most profound changes?
Well, the making friends thing is huge. I know we chat a good bit about the kind of navigating friendships piece, but they can be a lot more apprehensive than we think. As we know, at this age, they want to fit in. It's a really important stage for them. So that's one big concern for a lot of young teenagers going in. And it's just, again, then the volume of what they need to get their heads around, the logistics of the school, the going from being the eldest in primary to youngest, going from having one teacher and encouraging independence during, let's say, their last year in sixth class, to then really having to have their stuff together. And even on the teacher front, they're going to be meeting a lot of different teachers, different teaching styles, different personalities. Some they'll really connect with, others they will tolerate, like I remember it myself. So when we're able to kind of acknowledge that and validate that with the kids, you're trying to kind of normalize and say, look, these are the different things to kind of that.
It's a much more adult environment, isn't it? Like, as in, I know that the age range is greater at primary school, but really they're all kids. Suddenly they're in an environment with kind of like 19-year-olds.
Yeah, I know
stuff.
They've got these men, women in the older years. So it does mean that there is a change.
They're all on the far side of puberty and are going out at weekends and are in long-term relationships and they all have phones and it's such a different world.
It's an adult world that they're entering into. So expectations will differ. So I would always say to my clients, you know, if they have got someone at home and they're like, oh, how are we gonna kind of set them up? Like, we can't kind of micromanage it. There's going to be stuff we'll be able to help them with. But it is even just asking that question to them, like, what would you like to get out of your first term? What is it that you'd like to get out of your first term? And some of them will say, do you know what? I just want to be able to know where my locker is, how to find my way around the school. And for others, they're like, don't care. Don't want to know. So even if you kind of sense there's a little bit of apprehension, validate that and kind of go, look, it's totally normal to have that mix of emotion as well.
The other thing, I guess, that happens is they've got... more discretion about what they do with, in terms of homework and when it has to be done and knowing what has to be done and when, you know, the days of having the diary, here's all the bits for homework and teacher will look at them tomorrow and then on you go. You might not have double French again for a couple of days and so you don't necessarily need to do it.
They will be guided, and you know, for first just going in, for all years they will have a head teacher within the year, and then they will have a class kind of tutor or a class teacher that they can go to. And really, there is a lot of room to support the kids in navigating the homework. So even trying to encourage them to do the homework that they do on the day the subject that they did on the day to get that homework done. So it's not they're like 3 or 4 days in and they're like, where was I? What was I doing?
Sorry, one of the biggest changes, I think, as well, in terms of, homework wise, is homework on a Friday. Suddenly you've got homework to do, or more often than not do on a Friday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday evening you've got to do it.
I mean, like the Sunday fear is hard enough. Jesus. Never mind having to sit down and get stuck into the books. And again, if you can establish, you know, positive habits from the beginning, kind of go, look, you want to switch off on a Friday evening, but these are just little things that we can encourage that will help and support as they go along, you know.
So keep the communications open, ask them kind of what their goals are, encouraging them to avail of those supports, be it their head teacher or the kind of the main tutor or whoever it happens to be.
But also for the adults, and let's say if there is something going on in your teen's life at home or personally, and you feel it would be of benefit to in confidence share with the head teacher or someone who looks after kind of the well-being of the students, if it's sharing that and the school being familiar, albeit that you feel it's appropriate, that can help. Maybe they are experiencing anxiety, or maybe they really have struggled in primary school. Having that little bit of a conversation there can be helpful. It might be going through a separation or a divorce or anything, or recent bereavement. That information can be helpful.
I'd wager what sometimes makes this all the more difficult, the transition, is it comes at a time when the kids themselves are at that point where they start to become a bit more taciturn around their parents anyway. They're moving from the "I'll tell you absolutely everything that happened at school and in my life today" to
and you know what, they're still looking for that comfort. And you know, they will be exhausted and they will push it, they'll be more irritable, but having that little bit of understanding there and being available to having the chats and kind of getting down to the practicalities of where they might be all kind of independent, it's going through maybe the route to school. Have they got their Leap card? Have they got their maybe Revolut on their Apple Pay on their phone? Have they got their phone charged? All of that information will, or practical kind of tasks, may go out the window because their days is going to be so much longer, so much more intense, and everyone at home will underestimate the impact that will have. So it's about having that little bit extra patience and understanding that, particularly if it's your eldest and it's your first kind of teen starting.
There's a whole series of conversations in the next thing I'm going to bring up, but just for the purpose of this, it's also the age where a lot of parents will get a phone for the kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because maybe they held off in primary school and that summer is maybe the kind of the point at which they relent.
Yeah.
And how important, I don't want to get into the whole area, because that's a whole other conversation, but just in the context of what you've just said about realising they're tired and they're irritable and kind of managing that as well in that headspace. That you kind of very early you put in some kind of rules or regulations around the phone, so that when they come home, you don't just kind of say, "Well, listen, Aoife's kind of tired, just leave her alone in there." And then you find Aoife spent the last 6 hours just staring at her phone screen.
I know.
There has to be a bit of headspace there somewhere.
Absolutely. And it goes with the kind of establishing kind of the simple expectation and boundaries. And it could be that, right, you come in when you are doing your homework, the phone is out of the room or out of the study homework space, sitting down and having your dinner, if you manage to do that with the family, that the phones are away from the table. But also then when it comes to bedtime, try and take devices out of hands by 9 o'clock in the evening. And I've kind of said it before in the show, but have the phones out of the bedrooms and charging up in an independent space like the kitchen. And when you start to, if you start that from the beginning, it creates more of an expectation where everyone kind of knows what's what. And it's not something you're just throwing in midway through the year.
You know who else is tired and irritable? Are the parents a lot of the time.
Are you tired and irritable, well?
At the prospect of it, I am. And I just wonder as well, trying to avoid the temptation to just leave them to their own devices.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If they're not telling you, to think, oh, they're grand.
Yeah,
they're kind of motoring along. To actually engage.
Yeah, and if you have a young person and they're saying, I'm grand, I'm fine, trust your gut. You know, we all know our own kids best. So if you are getting an inkling or a sense that something is niggling at me, you know, follow their lead. Like I've said before, usually it's nighttime that the older kids will come chatting to us. So know that you know your own kid best. And if there's something niggling at you and you know that they're not themselves, or they're taking quite a while to settle in, let's face it, it could be the first year before a teen can settle in and all the changes. And so it's kind of giving them that kind of space and time and knowing, trusting your gut, like I said.
Well, listen, good advice as always. So thanks a million, Aoife.
Cheers.
Good to see you again. Aoife Lee, who will be back for another edition of the Kids Clinic very, very soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.